Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of It's a Shame About Ray by Jonathan Seidler, narrated by David Seidler. Yeah, I jumped off a cliff, but let's talk about something else. Elliot Smith, 1997. Chapter 1. When Ray dies, we're locked in our house for 7 days. We're not allowed to shave, listen to music, go outside, or do anything apart from sit mutely in a self-imposed fog of grief, which in Hebrew is called shiva. We pick through the mounting pile of lasagna other people's aunts keep leaving by the front door. Shiva is hell for the extrovert. 48 hours in, the four of us are already well on the way to losing it. Our ages span a decade from oldest to youngest. 3 boys named for ancient Talmudic figures, Jonathan, David, Zach, evenly spaced by 2.5 years and dressed identically for much of our childhood. And a baby sister, Zara, named after a Spanish fast fashion brand, whose conception, we are assured, was not an accident. In addition to being a tight sibling unit who look like babushka doll versions of one another, the four of us are each very loud, opinionated, and hyper-social. We're simply not programmed to stare vacantly into space, doing nothing. Eventually, Zach, who is studying undergraduate psychology, proposes we watch a stupid movie, like The Fast and the Furious, to get outside of our heads. This escalates into a full escapist saga as we move through the entire Fast and Furious franchise, developing quasi-spiritual relationships along the way with Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, and Ludacris. Our family is torn apart by grief, but saved from insanity by souped-up cars, hole-riddled plots, and a criminally underrated hip-hop soundtrack. The rabbi who comes to counsel us on day 3 remarks on how well we are all doing, given the circumstances, and we don't have the heart to tell him that while we haven't left the house, things remain extremely high-octane in our heads. We're tearing through the illegal street-racing worlds of Los Angeles and Tokyo, as we live vicariously through another family that rides or dies for one another, no matter what. Sacred texts are really just stories we tell each other, codified through conversation over thousands of years. In Judaism, the Old Testament is diced up into 5 segments of real scripture before we bow out and hand over the torch to the new guard. Fast and Furious makes it to 7 films before the wheels really start to fall off, but even the demise of the group's metaphorical Jesus in Furious 7 doesn't stop them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?